Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Parts of the government will close down at midnight on Friday, 12:01 a.m. Saturday morning, unless the White House and Congress can come to some kind of a budget deal.
Let's go to what is now an open Washington, at least for the moment, and CBS News correspondent Stephen Portnoy is now live with us. Seems like neither side is giving an inch on this one, Stephen.
Not yet, gentlemen, but watch this space and see what happens over the next several days. You know, both sides are sort of digging into their positions. Yesterday, Stephen Miller, the president's senior aide, told my colleague Margaret Brennan on Face the Nation that the president would absolutely shut the government down if there's no money for the border wall. We've heard him say that before. Congress is out. The House doesn't come back until Wednesday, which basically gives them Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday to work out a deal between House and Senate leaders. A difficulty for Republicans is the fact that a number of them, several dozen of them, who lost their elections or are retiring this year, might not decide to stick around. They might just say, you know what, I'm not going before voters again. I'm going to stay home. I'm not going to ruin my Christmas and come into Washington to take a vote that no one will care about. So if Republicans don't have enough votes to secure their position, they're going to have to rely on Democrats to pass anything before the deadline. So one possibility is for a short-term agreement, maybe 2 or 3 weeks, to avoid a shutdown over Christmas and have this fight again next month.
Stephen Portnoy on the line from Washington this morning, our every morning at this time conversation about the comings and goings of Washington.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.